Well, hi, friend. I'm glad you're here today joining me for this episode. I was going to talk about delicious desserts, and I love cooking with essential oils. I mean, it is the holidays, so adding clove or cinnamon or cassia when you're making pumpkin pie or, you know, molasses cookies, it's always really fun. But I decided to go a little rogue and off schedule and talk about something that actually has been weighing more on my heart, and that is what oils to use when you're going through heartbreak. And this episode is near and dear to my heart. It's something that we just experienced in our family. And as we were processing different emotions that occur when heartbreak happens and different thoughts and trying to be more proactive in our thoughts about the future, I was really fascinated by what oils came to the surface to help us through it. So I want to go a little deep with you today and have a heart-to-heart conversation, soul-to-soul, talking about powerful things that you can do when going through a heartbreak.
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi friend, Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're gonna play. At one point in our lives, we will most likely experience some type of romantic heartbreak. I know I did when I was younger and in my teenage years. And it's hard, right? It's hard to get dumped, or it's hard when things don't go out as planned, or even being married or having to go through a divorce, for instance. That is another level of heartbreak that we can experience. But as a mother, several years ago, I really thought about this and thought, you know, I want to be the best mom that I can in preparing my children for things that may not go the way they desire in their lives. And I thought if I could be more proactive in talking about different scenarios and what to do in those different scenarios, perhaps my children, not that I don't want them to suffer in this life or go through difficult trials. I think it's essential to human character to experience all the highs and lows that this life has to offer. But I wanted them to be prepared to handle these challenges in the most beautiful way, in a way that enhances their lives, deepens their character, you know, expands their minds, all the things, right? Helps them to harness even greater levels of inner peace through it, and for me, divine connection. And so I've been talking to my children since they were, I don't know, like 14, 15 years old, my two older boys in particular, about dating and what to do if things don't go your way, right? If your heart's in it, but the girls isn't, or vice versa, you know, how do you gently and kindly dismiss yourself from a relationship that you no longer want to be in? So they've been prepared. We've talked about this, and oh, still, right? It's still hard when you experience it, or when you experience one of your loved ones going through this. And unfortunately, my 18-year-old found a girl that he admired and adored, and they had a really great relationship. And right before Halloween, she decided that it wasn't serving her, and that she needed to kind of go on a different path. And at first, my son didn't say much about it. He's not much of a communicator. If you know the strengths finders, you know, Gallup strength finder test results, his communication strength is his 34th strength. So it's right there at the bottom. So he's much more of a intellectual, deep thinker. You know, he processes a lot of things slowly in his mind, and doesn't really talk about things a lot. But I knew something was up. So I went into his room and I sat on his bed and I said, you know, how's this relationship going? And he says, Mom, it's not, it's over. And woe is me. And, you know, he really had a hard time. He's like, I really connected with her. We were such good friends. And I'm just really, really sad. Like, I miss her really bad. And he started to tell me some other things. And I said, you know, would you mind if I read your text messages to kind of see if you're processing this the best way that you can? And he said, sure. And as I started to read their texts back and forth, she was actually very gracious and very kind and in the way that she handled it. And he kind of turned that desperate energy on a little bit, like, no, we can't break up, like all these things, right? And I said, hey, son, and I started to help him just analyze it. I said, you know, in our family, we teach you guys principles such as how to accept a no answer, right? And how to accept a consequence. And he's like, yeah. And if you're familiar with the work that I do a parenting course with Nicolene Peck called the Family Relaunch Project, where we teach families how to get rid of literally like 98% of their behavioral problems by teaching parents and children basic skills. So in our home, we go through these skills often, right? If mom gives you a no answer, there is a process to receive that no answer. You look at the person in the eye, you keep a calm voice, face, and body. You say okay or ask to disagree appropriately. Then you drop the subject. You accept the answer, then you drop the subject. So I chatted with him and I said, okay, remember our rule number one is to keep a calm voice, face, and body. And I said, even through difficult challenges like this, the struggle is to not be calm in your mind and to go into desperate energy where you can no longer think logically. So is all lost? Logically, let's think about this. If this relationship doesn't work out, is all lost in your life? Will you never find love again? Will you never find connection with someone in the future again? Is your life doomed because this one relationship didn't work out? This is a no answer, right? She gave you a no answer. Can you accept it calmly so you can think logically? And he's a logical guy. And he actually started laughing. He's like, oh my gosh, I can totally see how I flipped. And I went from being a logical, calm thinker to kind of, yeah, I totally did that, mom. We call it back brain. He's like, I totally went back brain in those texts. And he just started laughing. And I said, well, let's just break down truth, okay? And really dissect this, right? And as I, again, started repeating some of the things, like, does this mean if she breaks up with you and gives you a no answer that you will never find love again? And he laughed again. He's like, no, that's not true. And I said, does it mean that it has to ruin your senior year? You know, and he again laughed. He's like, that's also not true. Does it mean that you'll never get back together? You know, and in the future, I said, your dad and I, we broke up like 6 times before we got married. And he laughed like, you did? I'm like, yes, sometimes relationships come back together. Sometimes they don't. But just because all you can see right now is this heartache doesn't mean that things can't be rectified in the future. And as we just sat there and we processed new possibilities and that this was just a no answer and that it didn't mean that life is going to be doom and gloom from now on, you know, we had a good heart to heart and I saw this relief come over him and I started to see him build this resolve and this confidence and laugh again and go, yeah. And I, you know, we just sat there and we just talked about what he learned having a relationship like this. And he's like, wow, you know, I never really cared for someone so deeply as I did her. And it was just really great to have someone to talk to and to, you know, just connect with. And I said, that's wonderful. And I said, what else did you learn? He said, well, I actually really do want a relationship like this in the future. I really think that, you know, ultimately marrying someone would be a really great thing. And I said, yeah, that's great. Like, I'm really glad that you felt that way for yourself. And, you know, we started just writing all of the golden nuggets that came out of this brief experience. They didn't date very long, this brief experience of having loved someone. And I think for him, one of the things that I was most grateful for was that he was affected, you know, that he did feel hurt because I said, it's evidence that you gave your heart. And just because you've broken up doesn't mean that you can never give your heart again, but you can heal current situations with gratitude and open yourself up for whatever, you know, the riches that life has to offer. It's not all doom and gloom. Now, of course, I'm the Essential Oil Coach, So I also went to my oils. So stay tuned and we'll get into the oils that I use to help my son move through a heartbreak. Okay, so let's get into this. Let's talk about intuitive coaching and intuitively selecting essential oils to address specific conditions or concerns that you are dealing with, okay? So for those of you who know me in the doTERRA essential oil community, that is the brand that I love. That's the one that I endorse. I've been using doTERRA essential oils for over a decade in my coaching practice and in parenting, and I absolutely love them for several reasons. One is because I like results. I like to use an oil and have it have a very predictable reaction in the body or to the emotions. Okay. So I love that doTERRA pursues purity. I love that they are also very science-based. Okay. So every oil is rigorously tested to make sure that the key components in it that will really produce a specific result are there in the percentages that they should be, right? And essential oils vary from plant to plant. So you really want to make sure that when you purchase oils, they're from a very reputable company. So if you don't have oils yet, or if you want to try doTERRA, head on over to CallieWilson.com. You can learn more. You can even set up a 15-minute essential oil consultation absolutely free with one of my coaches, and they will make some custom recommendations for you. But one of the reasons why I want to talk about doTERRA, because if you're in that community, then you probably have heard of the amazing Laura Jacobs. And she is a holistic health practitioner. She used to own her own wellness shop. And she was one of the first people that I went to learn about all of these incredible modalities, holistic modalities, including essential oils. And she was the one that introduced me to a book called Emotions and Essential Oils. I think that's the name. It's changed a couple of times, but the new edition just came out. Essential Emotions is now what it is called. But she's the one that introduced me to this book. And as I read through the chapters and the stories, in a sense, of every oil, I realized, wow, these are really cool. This kind of tells me the song of the oil, right? It gives me the description of what's going to happen as I use this oil very intentionally for a specific reason, okay? So I got certified through her as a holistic health coach, and then I went on for more formal education and got certified through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition in New York. And one of the things that I love to do, and one of the skills that I have developed and have used literally for 10 years is a skill referred to as muscle response testing. And the body really is an amazing instrument of integrity, revealing the internal state. And so if you know how to observe the body, oftentimes, again, the body will reveal the internal state, right? A rash on the body or the color of the eyes or, you know, someone who is emotionally out of control. Those types of things I've learned are the result of an unmet need. So this is a line that I learned that I often reflect on. For every reaction, there is an unmet need. And if you can nurture the unmet need, then the reaction will then resolve. It's a very different way to coach, right? Or even to parent. So often as parents, when our child has a reaction, we react. Or if we meet someone at a grocery store and they're ornery, we get ornery, right? Or road rage happens and we get all crazy, right? We're trying to meet reactions with reactions, and it doesn't really work. It doesn't really get to the root cause of the problem. But if you will pause when witnessing a reaction and ask what is the unmet need, and you just allow space in your heart, in your mind, it's very interesting the type of inspiration that will come. So there's ways to do it. Like one is to develop that intuitive pausing and asking. If you're a religious person, I would definitely add your prayer, right, to that. You know, God, what is the unmet need? Help me to discover the unmet need so I can resolve this reaction. And then another thing you can do, maybe some of you already do it, is muscle test, right? So you can look up muscle test and you can learn more about it. I've had a lot of people ask me if I'd be willing to teach a intuitive blend workshop. And I think that would be really fun to do. It's on my dream list of workshops to create and to produce for you. So if that's something that interests you, you're going to want to make sure that you're on my mailing list, that we're synced up on Instagram or Facebook, because I'll probably communicate there. So, you know, just make sure you're on there. But that's something that I use in my parenting, right? I do it for coaches, but I do it when I'm parenting. And when I had the opportunity, again, to rewind here, coach my son on what oils to use for a broken heart, I was so in love with the oils that we discovered that were going to be best for him that I just knew I had to share it with you. The first oil we're going to talk about is rose. Rose was the first essential oil that came to the table. And I have to kind of laugh a little bit, like, of course, right? For those of you who know oils, you know, okay, yeah, the queen is going to come, right? To rescue the brokenhearted. Yes, it's very feminine, very nurturing. And just thinking about it logically, when do roses show up for people? Usually, right? When we're trying to ignite more passion and romance in our life, right? Those red roses come. Or if we're dealing with some type of heartache, right? The pale white roses white roses or the pale pink roses show up. Maybe even some pale salmon or yellow roses show up just to kind of heal the heart, right? So they show up anyway in their total form. But of course, right? Rose is going to show up here on the table when I'm pulling essential oils for my son. So according to the book Essential Emotions, rose is a powerful healer of the heart, and it supports an individual in reaching heavenward and connecting with divine love. And I love that thought process. So many times when we're going through difficult times, the temptation is to recoil, isolate more, feel severed from our support. You know, going through heartbreak, we have to handle unwanted emotions that surface, and maybe even some untrue thoughts like you're not worthy, you're rejected, just things that kind of take a jab at our confidence, right? And so I love that rose, again, is teaching us a very, very special and important concept, that instead of getting smaller, get bigger by connecting with a higher source, by connecting with divinity, with God, with your heavenly father, with your heavenly mother, whatever your definition is, you know, connect with that. Get on your knees, say a prayer, let your heart be open to receiving more love from an infinite source, understanding that you are yourself a divine being with a divine nature, right? And an eternal destiny. And I think explaining that again to my son and walking him through the power of rose and the power of connecting to divinity, even in this moment, was very, very empowering to him. And what we learn is that, again, quoting the book, if one can simply let go and choose to receive divine love, they are wrapped in warmth, charity, and compassion. And even through difficult circumstances, I've learned on a very personal level, when I allow God to be a part of my experience, I oftentimes call upon his power to wrap me in a beautiful warmth, kind of almost feeling like a blanket through the trial. And it always happens. It always, always happens. So again, Rose invites individuals, again from the book, to experience the unwavering, unchanging, unconditional love of the divine. This love heals all hearts and dresses all wounds. It restores individuals to authenticity, wholeness, and purity. As one feels unconditional love and acceptance, the heart is softened. As the heart fully opens, a fountain of love flows freely through the soul. So I think that's really important to realize too. And it was something that I wanted my son to know. Just because this happened, which, son, I'm like, it's going to happen. And their tables may be turning and you might be breaking some other girl's heart in the future, right? And good thing you know how, if it feels, so you can be gentle and tender. But I said, but the power comes when we don't close off our hearts and we don't let those heart walls to harden, but we keep them loose and open by expressing gratitude, by looking for the goodness in all of it and the gifts in all of it. Okay, this is interesting, but also not. It also is not a surprise that this second oil came to the table. So the second oil that I want to talk about is the oil called Forgive. Now, this is a proprietary blend available through doTERRA, and it's a combination of several oils. It kind of has, honestly, to me, a grassy, minty scent to it. And at first, I actually didn't really like it. Maybe I need a lot more forgiving to do, but I've grown to love it. And when actually researched and they did several double-blind studies on it, it actually helped people shift the most out of feeling negative and depressed to positive and happy. They've actually done scientific research on this particular blend. And so obviously, when you're going through heartbreak, again, the tendency is to get mad, to get angry, right? To find all the reasons why you should not appreciate someone, why you shouldn't why it's good for you that they broke up with you anyway, because they're such a blank, 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 right? And rather than, again, closing the heart and fueling the brain with stories that may or may not be true or that are frankly just mean to make you feel better, I don't even understand why we do that. You know, we say mean things about other people to make us feel better. It actually doesn't. But again, inviting forgiveness to be a part of this journey is so cool. And it was fun to, again, address some feelings that might be surfacing that we could resolve quickly and easily rather than let just tank him for, you know, weeks and months. So again, forgive. So what is the gift of forgiveness here? So it's understanding that when we forgive, we are able to be set free. And it's especially helpful when individuals feel cynical or begin to expect the worst from other people. And instead of looking for the good in others, we view them only in a negative light. And how many times does this happen, right? In a divorce or in a awful breakup, what people say about the person that they fell in love with is none of the good stuff, right? And it does take kind of a more evolved person, I believe, to get to the point where they can acknowledge the bad and the good. And I was just talking to a friend of mine, for those of you who are listening that are going through divorce, who have gone through divorce and are having a heartbreak, I'll just put a plug in for this book. And I can't say that I actually read it, but I was able to meet the author that wrote it, and she told me all about it. And I thought, okay, I will read this book if I ever have to go through that. But cross my fingers, I haven't had to even consider it yet. But it's called Conscious Uncoupling. And now I can't remember the author. But the author was Gwyneth Paltrow's divorce coach. And it helped her uncouple in a very friendly and a really peaceful manner, in that they didn't just tear each other down. You know, they didn't have to become uglier versions of themselves just because they chose to uncouple. So the same kind of goes with, you know, teenage heartbreak as well. If we can learn how to, I love that phrase, consciously uncouple and infuse it with lots of forgiveness for self and the other person, gosh, what a different experience that will be. And so I brought Forgive to the table, and I invited him to use it often, over the heart, on the neck, on the wrists, behind the ears. Rose, by the way, told him to use on his heart. And I just told him, hey, son, you know, the tendency is to take this relationship, put it under a microscope, and find everything that you did wrong to cause this breakup. And I said, sometimes it's out of our control. But I said, you know, set a timer, do that for like 20 minutes. If there's anything that you would have done differently, take note. But then when that 20 minutes rings, honey, you got to drop the subject. You got to accept the no answer. You got to forgive yourself. Take note. You can improve whatever you want in your next relationship, but also forgive her. You don't know the circumstances. You don't know what was going on when she decided to sever the relationship. But the best gift that you can give her right now is grace and forgiveness, and blast her with that love as you wish her you know, the best in her next chapter. So again, going back to the book, forgive teaches that everyone is learning and growing together. Mistakes and offenses will happen, but should be met with forgiveness and kindness. And I watched my son go from feeling pretty distraught and really discouraged to coming out again, smiling again. And it really only took a couple days versus what I've seen in some relationships, weeks or months of pining, right? So I hope that these oils and this perspective can help you, and hopefully your children, if you're coaching teenagers that are coming up or adolescents, you can prepare them now to gracefully receive that no answer with a lot of love and forgiveness and support, right, to get them through. So all my love to you. I want to see you rise. I want to see you get even stronger as the days go by. And yeah, I want to see you use your oils. Please, please, please keep me up to date on what's happening. Make sure to connect with me on Instagram, like I said, on Facebook. Tell me what you're loving. And yeah, let's please, please stay in touch. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I just love that I get to meet my family here, my friends here, my essential oil community here, and even new friends here on this platform. If you're enjoying this podcast, I know it's different. We talk sometimes about DIY stuff and, you know, what to do when you got a rash or whatever, but I like to go deep. I really love transformation. I love helping people bridge the gap between where they are in their life and where they really want to be, and even help people just figure out big goals and get them. I mean, I love, 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 and live to help people move forward the right way. So if you're loving this podcast, make sure to rate it. Make sure to comment. That really helps me to keep a pulse on my people here. And it also helps to help more people see the podcast. So please rate it. Please make, share your review. Please share this on Instagram or Facebook, share it with a couple friends if you think that it would be helpful. And then I also, just so you know, released a new podcast called the Soul Synced Podcast with Callie Wilson. And if you like the life coaching and the business coaching and the parenting coaching and you want more of it, I go a lot deeper in that podcast. Again, this we're going to keep fun. We're going to keep it related to essential oils. And I do use essential oils in literally all aspects of my life, from getting big goals to moving through tragedies to just staying healthy, right? And breathing well after working out. I mean, we do oils all kinds of ways. But if you want more of that life coaching, make sure to check out my podcast at Soul Synced with Callie Wilson. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful day, and don't forget to oil up.